To head up to Sydney, Ron Duffercy, who's been on fire in recent weeks, finding us winners. Looking forward to another Group 1 race day in the sunshine. Duff, how are you this morning?
Yeah, g'day, guys.
What track are we going to be playing on today?
Look, a good four. Still a bit of giving it, but might try out as the day unfolds. We've got a 6-metre rail. So a little bit of history. So, obviously on pace, it might be a little bit harder to make ground from the back, but we'll assess that as the day unfolds.
Hey Duff, there's a product that's been sold for some years in Victoria and other states where we get a bit of sunshine, called sunscreen, and you slap it on your body and it protects you from the phenomenon that you've witnessed in recent days. Do they sell it in Sydney?
I'm sorry, we have got a terrible levels here at the moment. I can just hear you guys. I'm serious.
Okay. We'll try and help you out there, but that was definitely deflected if you weren't being serious, because he was trying to hang a bit of crap on you about Sydney's weather. Let's get to the tips and talk about the important stuff. Probably not the strongest Tancred today. There's a lot of question marks, especially Sir Dragonet. We spoke to Kieran Maher. He said he's got no issues about the track. What do you think?
Yep, look, the Tancred is a wide-open race. You know, we've only got, well, obviously, Billy Bell's got all the Group 1 wins there. And as far as being a weight race performer, the Dragonhead holds that banner. But this is a wide-open race. You could go right down the page. I'm a big fan of Mirage Dancer here. A similar setup to the Metrop. We're getting $9.50, and I just think he maps quite nicely. So I could include him. I don't mind that Sky High stakes leader, because I thought Toffee Tongue and even Charot could do something here. And talking of Kieran Maher, I was very interested in his other horse here, Southern France. He's been to 5 weeks since the Chipping Norton run, which I thought was a hidden run. I thought it was a good run. And they say he's a dry tracker as well. So if there's an upset in this race, which is quite likely, I think Southern France might be the horse.
Duff, if it was done on CV alone, then Melody Bell would win hands down. But, you know, there's always been that element of what she's been beating and the emphasis we put on New Zealand Group 1s. And now she's got to run the distance and she tied up in track work. She's the biggest horse going around and anywhere in Australia by a mile on CV today. But what do we make of her chances?
Look, it's hard to say. You know, like her Sydney form is not good at all. We know that. And it's taken her a long time in her career to get to a mile and a half. So there's too many ifs and buts about her today. But in the same time, it's no surprise to say, well, she's getting to a stupid price and someone's going to step in shortly and be a bit forgiving with her. But it's a tricky one to line her up. I have to oppose her, but certainly there's a ceiling with her price today where someone's going to say, no, well, I'm willing to take all that risk with the form she's in and the price she is.
Duff, the other Group 1 is for the 3-year-old fillies, and we need some help here because it's the first leg of the quaddy. If it wasn't, you know, it mightn't be as challenging, but so many fillies and so many good fillies making that step from a mile to 2,000, and it really is a big step. So is there one or two, you know, your Harmony Rose, your Hungry Heart, are they going to get the trip? Impecunious, for example. Even the filly from Peter Moody down the bottom. I mean, there's a lot of class there, but 2,000 metres might see out quite a few.
Yeah, look, I'm sort of resting my quaddy money on the top two here. I think Harmony Rose is a really exciting up-and-coming middle-distance filly. Like, to do what she did in the round with Giddies was amazing, because she did that early work to find her position, and then she was the last girl standing there of the on-pace runners. And that form has been obviously franked, going to the Rose Hill Guineas. This race, it's just a walking race. She owns the lead. She can be a little slow in the stride, but she, all things being equal, she owns the lead. I'm expecting maybe even McDonald to come across on personal, and I think they'll make it a race amongst two there. But I think she's the way to go, the favourite here.
The Tullock's going to be intriguing. Cherry Tortoni taking on the Kiwis, a convergence of form lines. Who do you like in the Tullock?
I'm a Cherry Tortoni fan, although the map doesn't look good for him. But I have to be forgiving coming down the outside there at Moonee Valley last time, and prior to that, I thought he was setting up pretty well. He's had a trip to Sydney where he disappointed. I just don't think he was right that day. And I just think he's got that little bit of X factor about him here for me that I want to be with him.
And he's getting into a tight price now, but at the weights, is Master of Wine just a good thing today? Do we get to see him bounce back?
The price?
He's a bit tight, 225.
Is he going any good?
I can't take it. I can't take it. I can see that all of his runs have been at Group 1 lately, and he hasn't won a race in over 12 months. So I'd rather sit back and watch him there, although I think Shared Ambition will run well, and if you want to have bet to the map, not so much to the weight, then Cont gets complete control. But personally, I think he is too short, and I'd rather Shared Ambition.
Okay. Gee, so many good races, deep races today. Where are we going for the best bets?
I think I want to go. I don't think I can get too excited about any of these shorties here, but I think for me, I'm backing Mirage Dancer in the Tancred, obviously an open race. And if there's any chance of anything coming from behind, it's got to be race 8 because there's really good speed here. And this horse is Airborne, Superdar. I reckon they've been holding him back. He's been winning over, you know, just lead-up races over 1,200, where he's been crying out for this 1,500. But he's going to be back in the ruck. But, geez, with 53 kilos, I think he's going to be swamping the black.
I'll tell you the one that if you look at a stable's history in a certain race, Angel of Truth, the Hawk stable, with their record in this race, knocking off Northerly one year, Curata Storm, I think, at 100-1. They have a knack of winning this race, Duff, don't they?
They certainly do. No, there's no doubt about that.
Duff, enjoy the day.
Thanks, guys.
Ron Duffersey joining us there from Sydney. And, of course...